This is Herb Montgomery with Renewed Heart Ministries, and we'll welcome you to this week's weekly podcast. This week, we're going to be looking at Matthew 21:42, where it says, Jesus said to them, "Have you never read in the scriptures, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone? This was the Lord's doing, and it is amazing in our eyes." First, I want to say just a big thank you to all of you who have been praying for my recovery over the last three or four weeks. Back on my feet now, just got back from a weekend in Canada, but it was a pretty tough bout of pneumonia. But I want to thank each one of you for your love, your support, your prayers, and especially your patience. I really appreciate all the concern that everyone has expressed, and it's just good to be back. This week, I want to talk about Jesus, social rejection, and what I call the divine rejection of the social rejection that we see in the God revealed in Jesus. And this last type of rejection will make more sense as we continue through this. In Matthew 21 actually presents a series of parables that Jesus was sharing with the chief priests and the Pharisees on the subject of their religious rejection of others to whom they felt morally superior. In verses 28 through 32, it says, "What do you think? A man had two sons. He went to the first and said, 'Son, go and work in the vineyard today.' He answered, 'I will not.' But later he changed his mind and went. The father went to the second and said to the same, and he answered, 'I will go, sir.' But he did not go. Which of the two did the will of the father? They said, 'The first.' Jesus said to them, 'Truly I tell you, the tax collectors and prostitutes are going into the kingdom of God ahead of you. For John came to you in the way of justice, and you did not believe him. But the tax collectors and the prostitutes believed him. And even after you saw it, you did not change your minds and believe in him." Now, there are three points to keep in mind as we read these parables that I think will enable us to step into the context and receive the full impact that Jesus was hoping that the chief priests and the Pharisees would get. Number one, Jesus stood in solidarity with and he defended those whom the chief priests and the Pharisees had judged as being morally inferior and whom they had socially rejected. Number two, Jesus' choice to stand in solidarity with those that the chief priests and the Pharisees had rejected or discarded as sinners. Remember, sinners meant Jews living in disobedience to the Torah. It caused the chief priests and the Pharisees, this solidarity caused them to reject Jesus as one of these sinners. And then number three, God was rejecting the rejection of the chief priests and Pharisees, not only of Jesus, but also of these people who were responding to Jesus, whom Jesus was defending. According to Jesus, God was embracing not just Jesus, but all of these religious rejects and founding a new world beginning with them. In other words, Jesus' kingdom was being founded on religious rejects. Now follow closely. Jesus said in the next parable, listen to another parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard, put a fence around it, dug a wine press in it, and built a watchtower. Then he leased it to tenants and went to another country. When the harvest time had come, he sent his slaves to the tenant to collect his produce. But the tenant seized his slaves and beat one, killed another, and stoned another. Again he sent other slaves, more than the first, and they treated them in the same way. Finally he sent his son to them, saying, 'They will respect my son.' But when the tenants saw the son, they said to themselves, 'This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and get his inheritance.' So they seized him, threw him out of the vineyard, and killed him. Now when the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those tenants? They said to him, 'He will put those wretches to a miserable death and lease the vineyard to other tenants who will give the produce at the harvest time.' Jesus said to them, 'Have you never read in the scriptures? The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing, and it is amazing in our eyes. Therefore I tell you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people that produces the fruit of the kingdom. The one who stumbles over this stone will be broken to pieces, and it will crush anyone on whom it falls." Now, I want to draw your attention to that phrase that Jesus is using here. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. There's nothing unique and certainly nothing new here. From the founding of human societies, societies have always been built on the rejection of or the scapegoat scapegoating of a single victim. Those who have been rejected have always been the cornerstone for forming human societies. Human societies find unity and they find cohesiveness in joining together against a common enemy. And this enemy is typically accused of being responsible for all of society's stresses and conflicts. It's the age-old us versus them. And the rejection of a stone, again, has always been the cornerstone, ever since Cain and Abel, of forming societies. But in a very real sense, there is something very different about this principle this time. Because in all the stories of history, legends, and myths, remember, deities are always on the side of those who are doing the rejecting. In other words, God is always on the side of the rejectors. And in fact, the gods are usually the ones demanding that the victim be sacrificed or rejected. But in the Jesus story, the scapegoating mechanism is turned on its head. God, for the first time in all the stories, is in the one being rejected, showing the victims to be innocent and over and against those who are endeavoring to found, or in this case, preserve, a society on sacrificing, rejecting a victim. You can look up Caiaphas' statement in John 11:50, where Caiaphas says, "It is better for one person to be sacrificed than for the whole nation to perish." In short, according to Jesus, the rejectors are about to be rejected. And this is a first in human history. God in, or at least in the stories about human history, God in Jesus for the first time is revealed. The deity is revealed as rejecting their rejection of the rejectors. Now, let me repeat that. God in Jesus, for the first time in human history, is being revealed not as on the side of the rejectors, but rejecting the rejection of the rejectors. And those who had been rejected, they were being taken up by God, shown to be being victimized and objectified, and then they were being used by this same God to pioneer a new way of living life on planet Earth. And this new way of doing life, it'll be rooted in equality, in justice, restoration, reconciliation, mercy, and love. Jesus referred to this new way of orchestrating the world. He called it the kingdom. And for those who were offended by this divine rejection of their own rejection, those who endeavored to go against this amazing, unique, and original doing of God, they would find themselves, according to Jesus, broken to pieces and crushed. As some have said, the grain of the universe is love. And those who go against this grain, they receive in themselves the splinters of such a course. The vineyard was in the process, according to Jesus, of being taken away from those who had abused and oppressed others through it, and those who had chosen to go against the grain of love. And ironically, as those who had been abused and oppressed were actually responding to Jesus and aligning themselves with the grain in a way that was unrecognizable to the chief priests and the Pharisees, they were still aligning themselves with the grain, and the vineyard was now being given to them, the very ones who had been rejected by the religious of Jesus' day, because they could be entrusted with producing the right kind of fruit. And what does this mean for us today? Well, maybe you've been rejected for a number of reasons. Perhaps you don't have the proper education. Maybe you don't have the right income. You don't belong to the right income bracket. Maybe you don't have the privileged color of skin. Possibly you don't belong to the right location. In other words, you're not from here. You're a foreigner. Maybe you don't have the correct gender. Maybe you live in a world where males are still being privileged and women are treated in some way as second best. Or maybe you don't even find yourself easily fitting in within the accepted gender binary categories that society has constructed. Maybe you're somewhere on the spectrum, transgender. Or maybe you've been rejected for possessing what has been labeled as a non-normative orientation. The good news is that it doesn't matter to God why you've been rejected by others. You are precious to the God we see in Jesus. And to this God, the rejection that you have experienced has been divinely discarded itself. It doesn't matter whether your rejection has been social, political, economic, or religious. You're the last people on the planet to turn others away because you know how it feels to be abandoned. And if you would like to follow Jesus into this new world, remember, he was the original reject. This rejected Jesus, scapegoated by the religious of his own day, this Jesus has founded a new world, and it's one that operates very differently. And not only does it operate differently, it's also founded with rejects. Look at 1 Peter 2, 4-5. You come to him, a living stone, though rejected by mortals, yet chosen and precious in God's sight. And like living stones, now he's referring to you, and notice the original living stone was rejected by others, but chosen and precious in God's sight. You, just like that, rejected by others, but chosen by God and precious in his sight, let yourselves be built into a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, and offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Jesus said it, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone in a radically different way than how human societies do it. This time it's been done through God standing in solidarity with the stone itself. And the kingdom of God, Jesus said, will be taken away from you, remember the rejectors, and given to the people, the rejected, who produce the fruits of the kingdom. If you've been rejected, in Jesus, God has rejected your rejection. You are precious to the God that we find in Jesus. And by this God, you are chosen. To all the rejects, myself included, Jesus is saying the same thing today that we find him saying over and over again in the four Gospels. Follow me. Heart group application this week. Matthew ends this series of parables with this statement in verse 45 and 46. He says, when the chief priests and the Pharisees heard his parables, they realized that he was speaking about them. They wanted to arrest him, but they feared the crowds because they regarded him as a prophet. This was the ultimate rejection of Jesus that would lead to his unjust crucifixion by them. And so this week, number one, I want you to spend some time sitting with Jesus, contemplating the ways that you have been rejected in your life, and write them down. And then I want you to imagine God taking each one of those rejections and personally rejecting each one of them. Number two, I want you to spend some time sitting with Jesus, contemplating the ways that you have rejected others at certain times in your life. Write those down as well. And then I want you to imagine God taking each one of these rejections and personally rejecting each one of them as well. Then number three, this coming week, share with your heart group what Jesus has shown you through this exercise. I receive so many emails, so many Facebook messages, or Twitter feeds, with such sad stories of how precious people made in the image of God have been rejected, especially by their religious communities, simply because they're different. And there are many ways in which individuals can be discarded or disregarded, and not just religiously. But the religious ones seem to be the ones that I hear from the most. And to each of you, whoever you are that listening this week who has felt rejected at times by your religious community, remember Jesus was the original reject. You're in good company. And as a matter of fact, if you've ever felt unwanted by others for whatever reason, you're part of a precious group that Jesus has called his tribe. And wherever this finds you this week, remember, I love you and God does too. Keep living in that love, loving like Jesus, till the only world that remains is a world where Christ's love reigns. I love you guys. Now go enlarge the kingdom. I'll see you next week.